the worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of, like, worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny.
Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. You're probably wondering, oh, I'm your host, Ala Khaled Moonves.
I'm your host, Christine Lakin Chen.
You're probably wondering why we're sort of whispery, not as loud as of an intro, but we have a new child in town.
We have a new guest for the podcast today. His name is Baylor Bro,
which we'll talk about in a second because I wasn't convinced by the name. It's
growing on you?
It's definitely growing on me.
Okay.
I just thought that the Oliver was more suitable.
You know, it was really, honestly, it was between Oliver and Baylor and Theodore.
I wouldn't have mind Theodore.
Even Theodore for a middle name.
I don't
name.
Mind Baylor. When you do B on a B name for me, it sounds like they grew up in the sticks of Kentucky. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have friends, my friends Adam and Kelly Bishman, they have twins, and it's Brandon and Braden Bishman.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, Baylor Bro.
It's very Southern.
It's like Southern country sticks.
I get it. Yeah, I know. I mean, I know. But I have to tell you, he came out and I looked at him for 6 hours and I tried to convince myself he was an Oliver and I just didn't see it.
Yeah, well, you should have had me. I should have stayed longer then because... by the way, I made the birthing canal.
Let's just talk. Let's go back. Let's go back.
Okay,
to
let's go September 10th. 10th.
Yes, let's go back a week and chat about the labor that Ala was a part of.
Correct.
I went to the hospital around 2, I guess.
Yeah, it was about 2 o'clock. I got there about 2:30-ish.
I think so. My doctor was not available.
Right, so he had a medical emergency.
He had a medical emergency, found out that morning, so his partner was going to be delivering. So I was a little like, oh God, okay.
It's fine. I try to explain to her, it doesn't really matter who's delivering. They come in for the last 10 minutes. As long as I'm there, she's good, is what I try to explain to her.
I didn't feel like the nurses this time were
not
as fun.
Receptive. Well, here's the other issue.
You really worked Mary Kay, by the way.
Oh, Mary Kay and I, she was a tough cookie at first.
She was a tough cookie at first.
She was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Yeah.
And she did not like me at first, but no. I worked that one out real fast.
Yeah.
Because I'm a manipulator. Like I said, moving around so many times growing up, I've learned to become a chameleon and adapt to whatever situation I'm in. So at that moment, I had to convince myself that I was a fellow nurse.
Okay.
Right. In my head. So I'm like, what's going to like, how am I going to get in with this woman? Her name was Mary Kay. Did not like the jokes at first. Of course, I used the Mary Kay pink Cadillac joke to start. Yep. Did not like it. And then I moved on and I got her. Anyways, I got her. My point is, I think the nurses weren't as receptive this time and as coddling is because you got that epidural so fast. I wanted you to wait a little bit longer.
So that they would have more to do?
More to do, the suffering, the
suffering,
the moaning,
listen,
the sweats.
Okay, listen to me.
Yeah.
I'd been having contractions since 8:30 since 4 that morning, but really 8:30 that morning. I already knew I was getting that epidural. My lemon of a cervix was not a lemon. It opened up. Everything was happening. I just didn't see the point in delaying the inevitable.
I'm
not a hero. There are a lot of women out there, I just want to put this out there, that can do the natural birth and they want to do that and that's wonderful. No one wants you to be a hero.
I told you with the first child, you're going to end up getting this epidural. There's just no way. As strong as you are, as athletic as you are, I'm like, you're a tiny person.
I'm a very tiny person.
And your coochie is tight and
thank you.
And
that's,
that cervix
the nicest
is
thing
yeah.
you've ever said.
So
to
it's
me?
Like that pushing is not gonna be like uh-uh. So here, but hold on.
Okay.
The reason I wanted you to do the epidural a little later was for the comic value. I was losing a lot of comedy stuff that because it was just so easy at that point.
Well, I, you know, what
thank
can I
God
say?
For your husband.
Oh God! Well, he's
because he provided, really provided a whole nother world of comedy. The anxiety that he had. First of all, he had the football game going at the same time, answering questions. Like, I mean, just it was the whole thing was surreal. Game.
I finally so I'm putting on makeup because if I've learned anything from a laugh from last time, he's like, "Girl, you need a lip." You're gonna push this baby out, and then you're gonna take a picture, and you need at least like a lip, an eyebrow, or something.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling no pain after the epidural, thankfully. And then there's a picture of me putting on makeup and of my husband just like with an oxygen mask.
Yeah. No, he's literally stole her oxygen mask.
He was not feeling well.
He was pacing throughout the room. He was running out of things to do or say. He couldn't say anything right, of course. Like, he didn't know where things were in her bag, which I was like, you should know every, like, if she says, I need socks, you need to know where the socks are. Not like, well, where'd you put them?
They're like, they're somewhere in the bag. There's some, yeah, like, it's just, not that big of a bag.
Yeah, just don't ask. Just look in the bag.
I think he was really, two things were going on. One, he had a terrible cold. So he felt foggy and not great, A. B, I think because the last birth was so crazy and because she came out looking purple, I think he had that in his head that something's going to go wrong. Something's going to go wrong. And I think until Baylor came out and everything was normal, like he couldn't relax. He worked himself up into a tizzy.
One of my favorite moments was him complaining about the smell of your water breaking.
Oh my God. So first of all, my water didn't break. I was between like a 7 and 8. The doctor comes to check me basically, mm-hmm. and you know, sticks his hand up there and breaks my water. Doesn't mean to, but the
but barely touches me.
And I heard it go.
No, the gush. And
it was so weird.
Here's a little sensory visual for you. Imagine like if you have a kiddie pool and you fill it up and then you like pour it, like after the kids are done, you pour it on the concrete, that splash. That's what you heard in the room. It was like literally you heard like a.
It was like a wave.
It was like crazy.
He goes, oh God.
It felt like it was straight off a Foley stage. Like it was like made up. It was so good. Yeah, the water breaking. And then Brandon turned white after that moment. He was like pale white.
He has a very sensitive smell.
Yeah, because he was like, yeah, it just.
Does it smell weird? I didn't know.
I didn't smell anything.
Okay. I think he's making this up.
I don't know. Anyways, so in the middle of pushing. Women, you know how hard it is to push. And as a doula, I know because I've witnessed it many times. The doctor says to Brandon, are you okay? Do you need to sit down? And of course, Brandon mans up. He goes, no, I'm fine. He's like, okay, because you don't look okay.
Yeah, they told him like 3 times to make sure there was a chair behind him.
Yeah.
Or that he had, like, just know that there's a couch behind you in case you need to sit down. Yeah, he was not doing well. But we got the baby out. Everything was fine. It was 15 minutes of pushing. You made your dinner with your cousin.
Uh-huh. My cousins were in town from New Orleans.
It all worked out.
Not the
waffles.
Not waffles in them.
Not the snack.
Yeah.
The snack girls.
Snack. Not the Wagyu beef girls. No, it was my other cousin, Yasmin, who's like the peacemaker of the whole group, but she was in town. So I delivered the child. I hung out with him, got my selfie with the baby, and then went on to downtown LA and had a dinner. And the next morning drove to San Diego to do an immigration, the whole separation of the immigrations, the border, went there and did that walk 2 mile hike to the beach border of Tijuana. Thought I was going to the border where the outlet malls are, but I wasn't. It was a whole thing.
Oh, God.
So did that with the Vera Institute. They're amazing, by the way. You should look them up. And then went there for one night, came back, and then went to San Francisco.
Oh, for the GLAAD Awards.
How
was that?
Amazing. It was so great, actually. Really tight award ceremony. Yeah, Alyssa got an award, and so I was there with her, and it was so much fun. It was, like, really fun.
That's great.
Javier Munoz, I can never say his last name, from Hamilton.
Oh,
Munoz, yeah. He presented the award to Alyssa.
That's cool.
Yeah. You can see that on her Twitter feed. So yeah, so did that and that's it. And then now we have a baby. Your parents left. So you have, now you have children.
I have children. I say kids, plural. It's weird.
You have children.
I know. It's crazy.
So hold on. Baylor B. Bro.
Yes. The B stands for my late mother-in-law.
Right. Brandon's and I mom. Was like totally into giving him a middle name of Barb.
Yeah. Brandon wasn't as into that. And it's his mother.
Right. So I get it. I get it.
I
so
wanted
BBB.
Him to BBB. Triple B. Yep.
Yeah.
Look, it's not everybody's.
Are you
going to
call
tea,
him Bay?
Yeah, we call him, I think so. Bay, B.
It's
know.
B-A-Y or B-E-Y?
B-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where this name came from. It came to me one night when I was pregnant and had to get up at 3 a.m. and pee. And I was like, Baylor. It just like was like a pop in my head. And then it just was kind of stuck.
Well, so. I saw the list of names on the cue cards that she had.
Yes.
There was one of them was Stone.
No, that was a drunken, that was not me. That was my husband. I think he got drunk when I
used to. I had to like ixnay.
That was terrible.
Lots of names.
No offense if your name is Stone. It's really
no, cool, it, there is us. A lot of offense if your name
Stone
is Stone.
Bro. That's like, no.
What was the other? There was another one. It sounded like a weatherman.
I think it was
Stone. Oh, it was Stone. Yeah.
I'm Stone Bro. Yeah. I'll be back.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, there's definitely little sleep happening. I feel better today than I did yesterday. Yesterday, I felt like a crazy person. He's a pretty good baby, all things considered. It's my other child who's the insane person.
Well, she's got to adjust to a new baby and attention lacking of and
she
yada,
really,
yada.
She has a lot of wants, a lot of needs. And wants a lot of attention. It's hard. It's really hard to balance both. And I find myself like at the end of my rope very quickly, you know? Like this morning, she wanted applesauce. She saw me put one in her lunchbox and then she wanted one. And we were about to get in the car.
Right.
I don't really like having applesauce open in the car.
Right.
Not really my thing. So I said, no, you have one in your lunchbox. We are getting in the car. We're getting in the car. Please put your shoes on. We're getting in the car. And I said it five times. And she went and got one and was like, see, I'm going to open this. And I just kept saying, it's that mom moment of like, no, we're not doing that right now. The other child is screaming. She's saying that over and over. I'm trying to pour my first cup of coffee, even though I've been up for 2 hours. And I go to put the coffee pot back in the whatever, mm-hmm. the machine. And I just clip the edge of it on the counter. And it shatters, and hot coffee and glass go all over the kitchen floor. And I almost lost my mind.
Did she still get the applesauce?
Well, by that point, the applesauce was really very low on the priority list.
Did she get it? That's the question.
Yes. And then I told her, I was like, you need to listen to mommy. Mommy is getting very upset with you. And then she started to cry. And then I had to clean up glass and hot coffee. And then I looked over, and she was just eating applesauce, going, see, mm-hmm.
Well, there's some good things that are happening that you're going to have to balance a bunch of stuff with, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say what show is coming up for you, but
okay.
I am
going back to work in October.
Right?
Right.
It's not a Hollywood Darlings thing, but you're having your
directorial debut.
Say it again.
Directorial debut.
On a hit network show.
On a hit network show.
She's directing, guys.
I am. I got the call the Friday before I had the baby.
Is that crazy or
That's
what?
That's crazy. And it's so funny because my agent calls, they're like, so terrible timing, but amazing opportunity. and they were like, so obviously it's not going to work out. And we know that, you know, you're just having a baby right now, but we'll keep them in the, you know, keep them abreast. And I was like, hold on.
Right.
Opportunities like this don't just... I've been working at this for a very long time and they don't just fly by. And I feel like if I don't take this opportunity to do it, I don't know if it's going to come back around. And this could be a career changing moment for me. So I talked to Brandon about it and he's like, he's so over supportive, like amazing. He's like, we will figure it out. You know, it's just a couple weeks. I will pick up the slack. We do have a nanny who we did hire part-time and she can do more hours. So he's like, don't worry about it. Everyone will survive. It will be difficult, but we will all survive.
Right.
So yeah, it's going to be a little crazy. I go back to work in like 5 weeks. But you know what? A lot of women go back to work in 5 or 6 weeks to their corporate jobs.
Well, this not only that, but it's going to be, I mean, it's Hollywood, so it's going to be a friendly set. So yeah, that if you need to go take a break and pump your titties.
Right.
You know, the milk's going to come out. They're going to let you have that milk. Yeah. Otherwise, it's a, you know, can you imagine the tweet? I mean, they can't breastfeed shame you.
No, they definitely can't. They definitely can't. That would be a, that would probably be a big no-no.
In fact, it could be a good thing just having the baby, because then if you screw up anything, they'll be a little more lenient with you.
Let's hope I don't screw
just
it up.
Just bring the baby.
Yeah. It's so funny though, because like the first thing that, you know, after, yes, I support you and I want you to do this and this is amazing. The first thing that you and my husband both said was, listen, if there's any under five roles,
well, that's,
can
of course,
you just bring me in?
Just bring me in. I'll take a co-star.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it though. It's awesome.
I mean, you are, you have you gotten the script?
No, I probably won't get it till like the week before. Maybe even it, you know. Those things, they're constantly in rewrites until they, up to the moment.
I just don't want to be put in a position where I'm reading against your husband, because
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, you never know. Because I definitely will win in that war. Believe me.
All right. He did get his haircut yesterday.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know. He was growing it out.
I thought he was growing it like for the Viking season or something. I was like, what's happening?
It was just, it was a moment that went on a really long time. And finally yesterday, he's like, oh, I can't stand it anymore. I'm just going to get it cut. And I've told him, like, why don't you go get a, you know, a haircut with my girl? She's great. And he's like, it's so hard to get in there. I'll just go to Floyd's. Every time he does that, he comes back. He's like, I hate my hair. Every time. It's like him in pants. He can't ever find pants that fit him. They're either way too big or way too small.
Well, does he try them on?
Yes. This is the problem. If they fit, mm-hmm, he says when he sits down, they're like nut crushers. Like, and they like dig into his stomach and they make him uncomfortable. So he always buys him a size too big. And then he stands up and they're on his hips. And then he's like, look at these pants. They're huge. I'm like,
well, he's not buying the right.
Win.
What kind of pants?
Just like shorts, pants, like khakis.
Oh.
I don't know. He can't win.
Oh, Lord.
I do want to, this is not a sponsor, but I do want to talk about what I'm drinking.
Right. I had a sip.
Beef bone broth. Yeah. Did you like it?
I didn't. I felt like it was missing something. Like
carrots,
the beef.
And meat. Carrots and a brisket.
I just was like, I don't get it. I mean, it's like broth. What's the difference between that and regular broth, beef broth?
Well, bone broth is made with like the marrow. So it has all of
right.
The, it has, it, you drink it for health benefits.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't
it's really
bad.
Good after you've had like birth, for instance, because you lose a lot of blood, and the beef broth helps rebuild your red blood cells.
And then you got your placenta pills?
I got my placenta pills.
Right. It was the small placenta this time, guys.
That's what they said. Ew, what does that mean?
You just had a smaller placenta. He was taking more room, I guess, than the placenta, you know.
I guess.
His fingers weird. And have you posted a picture of him yet?
Yeah, I have.
I want you to zoom in close to his fingers and toes.
They're so long.
It's like, they're like alien.
Yeah, especially his toes. I don't know whose toes those are.
It's got to be Brandon's side of the family because Brandon's tall.
Yeah.
But, and he looks like Brandon.
I was freaking out.
I was like going, at
it's
first
fine.
I was like, when he was first born, I was like, oh, he's got Christine's. And then
I don't know that you can really tell though. First, he's only 10 days old. They all are, they're just squishy.
You sort of compared a picture of Brandon around that age and it was like identical twins.
Oh, that was Georgia.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But granted, Georgia looks like Brandon, so.
Which Georgia looks like Brandon's mom.
Yeah.
Like.
So there's a good chance the child will not look like me. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. We just got to get him in the business.
Whatever. We're not having a third, so I guess.
Well, are
you
sure about that? That's my next question. I mean, it was so easy this time, Christine.
I know. If every birth was like that, I see why people have multiple children.
Right.
But I will say, I went through some of my closet yesterday, and I was like taking out all the, you know, crazy pregnancy clothes that I never want to see again. Once you've been pregnant, you don't want to wear anything that you wore when you were pregnant.
Oh, you need
it's
to
such
give
a
that
limited...
to me to give to Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. I've got some stuff I can give to Charlotte.
You guys are small.
But some of it was like from my first pregnancy that was just really, anyway. So I'm making like a pile and I'm thinking to myself, Okay, but there are like three pairs of jeans that are really nice that I would wear again if I did get pregnant again. Like that actually went through my head.
Goes through your head. Goes through your head.
Yeah.
And then it's also like, the sense memory of having it. Like you remember when you wore it, what you look like. Yeah. It's a lot of that.
And then I was like, should I save it just in case? No, I'm almost 40. What am I thinking?
Well,
I'm having another baby.
My birthday's this week.
That's right.
Sunday.
And what are you going to do?
Well, there's two options. So, as we know, this Kavanaugh, the actual hearing for the sexual assault charges, allegedly. I have a seat at the hearing.
Shut up.
I swear. So I'll be flying to DC on Sunday.
You are such a freak.
And sitting in the hearing on Monday.
Were you like, this is what I want for my birthday?
No, I just, it just so happened. I was, no, because originally I had on Monday, the 24th, I was going to the Star Is Born premiere.
Oh.
So now I'm going to miss the Star Is Born premiere because I feel like this is history in the making. This is like the new Anita Hill.
Well, so is the Star Is Born, but okay.
Yeah, but I can watch that anytime. I just will miss the gift bag.
The gift bag. Oh my God, that's crazy. So you, when are you leaving?
If it happens, which I'll know in the next, as this is airing, I will know.
I guess we have to know by the weekend, right? They have to know whether it's happening by Friday?
No, by tomorrow. Right. Or it's Thursday here while we're taping, but it'll be today.
Right.
Airing. But yeah. Oh
my God.
It looks good, actually, that it is going to happen.
That's what, yeah. It looks like it wasn't. Now it's kind of looking like it is again.
Kind of. So it's an ultimatum that she's got to now at this point.
Wow. Wow. That's exciting. Oh
yeah.
My gosh. I can't wait for when you get back.
I know. I'm so excited.
Talk about it.
Family news?
Family news.
Mine?
Yeah.
You want an update?
Yes, I do.
So I have reconciled with one of the Waggy Beef Wajiha girls.
Okay. Which one?
Tam Tam.
Tam Tam.
So she's now, I can say her name, Tammy.
God. Worst cover ever.
I know. We had it, while I was in San Francisco, we hashed it out over the phone. And, you
Who
know.
Who started that? Did she call you?
She was texting me and the texts were like getting out of hand and we were fighting back and forth. And finally I said, listen, you want to call me? Call me. Like, I'm not shy about talking to you.
Right.
I want this, you know, we're family. I want it to work out. But I demand an apology for what her sister Hambone did by putting that, posting that invitation in our little family group to insult me. And Hambone's being very stubborn.
Yeah.
As most ham bones are.
It's like a dog with a ham bone.
Yeah. Stubborn. Tam Tam's excuse was that I was right that she shouldn't have put that in the group and got the cousins involved. It was the wrong way to do it because I wasn't involved until that happened. But apparently I was hurtful to my cousin. I don't know how that would be. I'm very calm and a nice person.
Okay.
And so I was like, listen, I retaliated because she got me involved. And in fact, she insulted me. She's like, well, I disagreed with what my sister did and she shouldn't have done that. But will you please stop? And I said, I won't stop until she sends me an apology or calls me and talks to me about it. And she said, well, my sister Hambone feels like you must have always felt this way about our family because of what the things you've been saying. I go, no, I've always felt the same about how your father's being mistreated in a nursing home. I understood why you guys were doing it. I just didn't agree with it. And this is my opinion. And I go, the shit that I was saying about your sisters and you were all truths. I didn't say anything that was not true. And so I feel like as long as I'm telling my truth on how you guys are, then that's that. I mean, that's it. It might sound ugly to you because you're being hurt by it, but it's the truth. So she kept going back and forth. She goes, well, so she thinks that you must have always felt this way about us. So then why would she apologize? And then my excuse was, oh, is that, I mean, my statement to her was, that's going to be her excuse. Is that not to apologize right. and do the right thing? Is that to like come up with some other, you know, weird, right. which is not true, because every time I go to New Orleans, I call the whole family together to do one big dinner so that we all see each other. I mean, I have a picture of it. I'll send it to, I'll put it on the Instagram. Every year, every time I come to New Orleans, we do. Everyone brings their own dish. All my cousins get together. We have a great time. It's never been a tumultuous relationship until this has happened. And so I said, you know, actually, the fact that she posted the invitation in our group about the court thing
yeah.
means that she must have always resented me, because that was for me. And the next day, she apologized to everyone else but me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, let's turn this around. Maybe she's always had hatred towards me. So anyways, we went back and forth. So she heard the last podcast, Tam did, about her Disney tickets and Universal tickets.
Okay.
So she sent me, this is the best. She sent me her financial statements of how, oh yeah, her billing statements of how much they take out every month for the Disney passes and the Universal Studios passes.
Wait, they take them out? She's not, it's like a payment plan?
It's a payment plan because she's a Florida resident. It's like a family payment plan. I was dying. I get this text.
Oh my God. Oh no,
it's the best. She's going to be so angry that I'm putting this up. I don't care. I love you, Tammy, and I'm glad that we've reconciled. Hold on. Okay, she sent me the two statements from her, it looks like a B of A bank account statement. She said, one is a Disney payment, the other is a Universal payment. You over-exaggerated my extravagant lifestyle. You added like $700 extra a month. I couldn't help but now to listen to your podcast. I'm not feeling no love when you talk about me or Olives. Oh. Olives is our daughter, which she's innocent in the whole thing. Poor Olives. She's getting married December 16th in Tampa. I'm invited, but I ain't going.
Right. I remember.
I just saw Mr. FaceTime. Anyway, I accidentally FaceTimed her too. And so, so I said, so the Disney passes are $71.87 a month, and then the Universal is $136.41. So I think when I did the math a month, I think it was like $160 off. But I wrote back saying, my point was, Tam, it's money that you could use towards your father's healthcare. She wrote back saying, home care is very expensive and it's not up to us. It's up to our mother, which is the excuse that I get every time. It's fine. Listen, here's the good thing about Tammy, and I'm going to say this straight.
That's still expensive.
It's very expensive.
That's like as much as what I pay for car insurance
right.
every month.
I said, the one thing about Tammy is that I feel horrible for her because her sisters are bullies.
Oh.
Like ham bone and waffles and especially snacks. Snacks is evil.
Oh.
And Waggy Beef, the ringleader.
Yeah.
She's the one with the felonies, right? So allegedly, but I have the actual public report with the felonies, but allegedly. They're all like, they bully her, and Tammy is like a peacemaker.
Yeah.
You know? She wants all of us to. So she asked me, she goes, please talk to your father to stop this. And I said, unfortunately, Tammy, I tried that with snacks and she shut me down. Hambone got me involved. And until I get an apology and a statement from her saying that she did the wrong thing,
uh-huh.
I'm not having a conversation with my father about it. You know?
Yeah. Why would you?
But here's the best part. November 4th in New Orleans, Yasmin's daughter, my cousin, she's like a sister to me. She's another peacemaker. Shane is getting engaged. So I'm going to see a lot of these women there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I have to, listen.
Wait, she knows she's getting engaged.
Yeah, she's getting engaged November 4th.
But her daughter knows she's getting engaged. It's not a surprise.
Why would her daughter not know she was getting, her daughter is getting engaged.
That's what I'm saying. The daughter, does the daughter know that she's getting proposed to?
Oh, no. See how we do. Oh, see, Americans. Sorry. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, of course. It's an engagement party.
No,
so what happens is that like a couple months ago, the guy saw Shayna. I know this is like sounds very untraditional for Americans, but this is how it works for us. Because okay. There's no dating in the whole bit.
Okay. There's a donkey. Is there a donkey involved?
No, but it used to be where you get a cow and a sheep and the whole bit, right?
But that sense has
gone
away.
Well, we're American that point. So he saw her. He's from a really good family that's married to some family friends of ours that are married to his family and yada, yada. So we know the family. He's the youngest of all their kids in the family.
Okay.
He saw her at some party or graduation engagement, something, and asked who she was. And then actually lived very close together. And so he wanted to get to know her. In order to get to know someone before you get married, you have to get engaged religiously.
What?
Yeah. So hold on. This is how it works.
Okay.
So they'll come over, his family will come over and say, hey, my son's interested in your daughter.
Basically interested in dating.
Right. Pretty much.
Okay.
Interested in your daughter, yada, yada. What do you think? And she liked him too. Her father was going, Yasmin's husband Yasser was going to Brazil for a couple of months. He goes, let's let them talk and stuff on the phone. And, you know, if my daughter's still interested when I get back from Brazil a couple months later, then we can talk about
them being engaged.
Get them being engaged. This is such a normal thing, actually. So don't freak out. Your face is saying a lot.
It's just fascinating to me. It's
now that I'm George's godfather, this is how we're getting her married.
So wait, let me ask. So then they get engaged. You have a party.
Yes. Well, is first,
it like a
what
big
they do?
Party.
Yeah. So what they'll first do is they'll do religiously. It's called the tulba. So they read the fatah, like with the Quran and the Sheikh and the whole bit, the two families get together. And that means that they can, so then that gives them permission to hang out with each other because in our religion, they're sort of already married without being married, right?
Okay. Like promise ring.
So like a promise ring. Doesn't mean that they have to get married. It just means that now they can religiously, they've been accepted by God to see each other and to get married eventually. So they're having an engagement party for the family and friends after the tulba, just a couple weeks later in November. And then she probably won't get married for a year or two after that.
So these parties, are we talking, is this like in the nature of like a quinceañera? Like how much money goes into these parties?
Well, the man's family pays for it, so we don't.
Is it a big thing though?
Or it'll
is
be
it like a potluck at somebody's house.
No, it's going to be at like this. Will be at like at a hall.
Oh, not
usually our weddings are about 500 people,
right?
In like a hotel banquet hall, whatever. This will be at like a regular freestanding hall where they'll have it catered and it'll be some music.
It's pretty big. I mean, that's a big.
Yeah, it'll probably be like 100 to 200 people
especially
at the
just
most
for two people who have never really dated.
Right, but they're getting to know each other. Well, as an engagement gift.
Uh-huh.
I got them Beyonce tickets. Yeah,
through
my brother.
Nice.
I mean, it's to see my brother. And so I got him like in the club floor and they had like free food
amazing.
And drinks and the whole bit. And yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. How many is it likely two people get engaged, right?
Yeah.
Then they start to get to know one another. Okay.
Right.
They're dating, whatever.
Right.
They are at that point not allowed to see anybody else. They can't get engaged to anybody else as well, correct?
Oh, yeah. No way.
Okay. I don't know. And then is it common that you'll get engaged and then break off the engagement? Is that common?
No, it's not common, but it happens.
Okay.
In other words, like things might happen during that, like they go, this isn't the right person for me. And one or the other, it can be shameful, like they can be shamed on.
Uh-huh.
But nowadays, like it happens more often than it doesn't.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it's fine. If after they got engaged in like say like February, she's like, he's just not right, or he says she's just not right. There's gonna be like some hatred between the family at first or whatever because it was like a lot of time invested. I mean, for them. We like to get married young. The thing is, especially with girls, this sounds horrible. But, you know, Arabs are very scared that their kids are going to run off and do the wrong thing. So
whatever,
find someone outside of their culture or religion, or, I mean, it's just a tradition.
It's very homogenous.
It is. It's a very traditional thing. The problem is that more things are being expanded to our culture. In other words, a lot more girls are going to college. A lot more girls are living away from home. And so
not getting engaged at 16.
Right, not getting engaged. She's not 16. She's in her 20s.
Okay.
Yeah. I met the guy via FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
Very nice kid.
Let me ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Okay. When you are technically engaged, are you allowed to have sex?
No.
Do people have sex?
They might and not know it. But see, you have to remember, we show the sheets.
You show the sheets.
Oh, I mean, they can. The mother-in-law, his mother, can ask to see the sheets after the wedding night to see if she lost her virginity.
But not everybody bleeds the first time they have
right.
sex.
Right, but so they have to come up with some excuse. Like, for instance, I've heard every excuse of like, oh, my daughter was in gymnastics. My daughter fell
on a horse.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, there's that excuse too.
This is crazy.
Welcome to the Khaled family.
Okay, let me ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Hypothetical.
Uh-huh.
You brought me home.
Right.
And you were like,
white girl.
This is just a match made in heaven, guys.
Yeah.
Like, would your family disown you over something like that?
No, but we'd have to get married.
We'd have to get married.
Yeah,
there's no dating.
Like my brother is engaged to his fiance who is not Middle Eastern or whatever.
Okay.
My brother sort of has some leniency because he is who he is, right?
Right.
Had he not been
DJ Khaled,
it would be like he'd be talked about.
In the family.
In the family, outside the family, you name it.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Have you ever been engaged?
Yasmin and I were supposed to get married. We were forced to. And then I went to college in New York and I was like, are you fucking crazy?
She's like my sister.
She's like my sister.
And she felt the same way?
Yeah, more than me.
She was not. She was like, this is cool. Like, we're good. And was the family...
No. She wanted to.
Oh, she wanted to get married.
Yeah. I had broke her heart. But I'm really good friends with her husband. Now her kids are like my own children.
Yeah.
Like, I love her kids. I love her. I love her husband, her whole family. She's, a genuine, nice person. But her brother lived with my family for like 3-4 years. We took care of him too.
Is this the one I met? This is Joya Jewelry?
Joya Jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She comes out here and buys for her store. And we go downtown to a place called Joya, which is amazing. It's like a mecca of all kinds of wholesale jewelry. And Alaa and Yasmin took me once and I nearly lost my mind.
It was during your wedding time.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Got all the gifts.
Yeah, we have to go back during the holidays.
Oh, we have to.
Yeah, yeah, so that's going on.
Okay,
so I'm going to see that. One of my point is I'm going to see the Wagyu beef girls.
Okay, that's the point. But I'm getting so much more out of that story. Yeah.
I mean, it could be an all-out war. I've prepared a speech for the engagement party about family.
Oh, geez.
I have a couple drinks, even though I'm not supposed to be drinking, but I might sneak in a flask. If I have a couple drinks, that microphone might be taken over by one of my historical speeches.
Oh, geez. You're like the Thomas Ravenel of your group.
100%.
Yeah, you like to get people together and then just tell them what you think of them.
Correct. So there might be, depending on how that evening goes, I have a speech ready.
Okay.
It's going to be a very family-oriented speech. I might bring some sort of lighting.
Lighting?
For just like pointing out people.
Like a pointer? Like a laser pointer?
Like a big flashlight that like spotlights on them, like individually.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I have things in my head.
A mag light.
I have like things in my head.
You should hire some dancers.
I would be amazing.
Some backup dancers
What if I got a lyrical dancer to tell our family story?
I would love it. I would love nothing more, quite honestly. Nothing more. That would make me so happy.
Yeah, Hambone, if you're listening, I'm still waiting for your call. Still waiting for your call, Hambone.
Just be ready. A laser pointer might be in your future.
Waffles has been completely silent. I wished her a happy birthday.
And she didn't say anything?
Because after I did it all in the group, all the other cousins, and she wrote, thank you guys, I love you all. And I wrote back, all? Question mark. Oh, she goes, yes, I love all my cousins. I go, how weird, because when I text you separately, it's complete silence. So I'm not sure what to think.
Wow. And then nothing?
And then nothing. Let me see
That's cold. That's cold.
Yeah, I wrote a whole thing that I have it in my notes that I'm waiting to send today to them. So I call my group Marhaba in Arabic means hello. It's an old school way. It's an old school way of saying hello. So I call my every time I answer the phone with one of the cousins, say Marhaba Enterprises, or if like Yasmin always calls me for like to help her book travel and stuff. Yeah. So I'll be like Marhaba Travel.
Got it.
If I'm investigating something that's going on in the family, I call it Marhaba Investigations, right? Oh, yeah. So this was, I said, as promised, here's the latest Marhaba news with the Waggy Beef Girls, except for Tammy. Because now it's going to be the Waggy Beef Girls except Tammy because we've made up.
Right.
So I have to exclude her.
Sure.
And it says, I got another text from Tammy yesterday in desperation to help stop court proceedings and to make family peace, which I wish I could do and would if one person took responsibility for her actions. The one thing I love about Tammy is, of all the sisters in her family, she is loving and caring and a peacemaker, much like myself. Had the invitation not been posted to the group, of course, by her sister, Hamba. I again explained to Tammy at this time that would not be possible due to the lack of responsibility Hambone has taken for her actions. I have made peace with Tammy because she admitted that her sister Hambone should not have gotten everyone involved by posting the invitation. Tammy continues to defend Hambone as she should since they are sisters. And I not only get that, I respect that. But to use the excuses that Hambone is feeding her, like, Allah must have always had hatred for us and finally he is showing his true colors, is pretty ridiculous. You see, I could use the same excuse for Hambone. Hambone must have always resented me, therefore she posted an invitation and then the very next day apologized to all my cousins except for me for getting us involved. See how that works? Also, our father's care is not up to us. It's up to my mother. That doesn't work for me either. The facts are this. Had Hambone never posted that, we would be in a good place with each other. I'm not saying that our parents would be okay, but we would have. But to make me sound like I never cared about my cousins is not only insulting, but a poor, desperate ploy and excuse to not do the right thing. With this latest update, I again want everyone to know that Tammy and I have resolved our personal issues. This doesn't mean we agree on everything, but we are in a good place. If the Waggy Beef Girls, please don't bully Tammy. She is her own person and has made her peace with me. Love you, cuz. And then at the same time, she was texting me the bank statements.
Oh God.
I haven't posted this yet to our group yet. I was saving it. I said, new update that just happened minutes ago. Tammy has clarified that in my podcast, I declared that I overstated the amount of she spends on Disney and Universal passes by $700. It's $72 a month and a Universal pass is $136 a month. Sorry for getting the numbers wrong. I am formally apologizing in front of the group that Tammy, my bad, cuz.
Oh, my God.
Her Disney and Universal passes were cheaper than I insinuated. I will look at both theme parks' website later to verify pricing and make a retraction on my podcast with my apology for the mistake.
This is ridiculous.
It's hilarious.
No one...
This is a reality show.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No offense.
I know. She was so upset that I misquoted the number. And I was like, I think you're missing the point. The point is, instead of going to Disney and spending that money and tell me how expensive healthcare is for your father, why not like put a little nest egg?
Let me tell you something. It's not just the passes. My friend Katie works at Disney and sometimes gets us in for free, which is, you know how cheap I am, is the only way I will go to Disney World.
Yeah.
Disneyland. But even when you go for free, you still spend like $200.
Oh, easy.
Do you know how much a pretzel is?
Oh, the turkey leg?
$10 for a pretzel, guys. $10.
Yeah, and they go to like resorts and stuff too on top of it.
I'm just saying.
Listen, it's your money. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
I'm just saying you're missing my point of why I brought it up. It's like... you need to sort of like...
This is when I'm glad I'm an only child.
Yeah, it's like Tuna has a lot of kids, but does she need 9 bedrooms?
Well, yeah.
And if you do have it, great. But don't justify that your father's healthcare is too expensive.
Right. Oh, God.
You know?
It's a mess.
Oh, it's a mess. Waffles is in New York right now. On vacation.
On vacation.
Now, Waffles doesn't have a lot of money, but she works hard. Yeah. You know, I'm going to give her that.
Okay.
And I used to talk to her every day at her job. Like, you know, we were really close. That's what I'm most hurt about is the waffles. Mm. I could use a little waffles. But I ain't eating no waffles anytime soon, girl.
Hell no. Hell no.
I'm sticking with the Tam Tams right now.
Well, I think I will have some updates next week on my other show. We should be hearing pretty soon.
Oh, for Hollywood Darlings.
Yeah, we've been a little bit delayed because our show is on a network that is co-owned by CBS. And if you follow the news in entertainment, there has been a little bit of...
shake-up?
There's been a shake-up at CBS, been some investigations.
But does that involve that network?
Yeah, because they can't get their budget approved.
Got it.
Until they have a board meeting, and the board was sort of...
Right.
Unencumbered with other investigations.
Right. By the way, you're not watching Big Brother this season.
I didn't watch Big Brother.
It's so good. It is so good.
So Julie's staying on the Big Brother.
Julie's staying on the Big Brother, but she left the talk. But now she signs off every time that she's on Big Brother, Julie Chen Moonves.
She does?
Yes, it's new. She started last Thursday. And she, at the end, she goes, "This is Big Brother." And she goes, "Tune in next week to Big Brother. This is Julie Chen Moonves to show support for her husband." So yesterday or on Tuesday night, they did a live eviction special.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday night. Sorry. I don't know. My days are all screwed up from the traveling. On Wednesday night, they did a live eviction special. She was on because she's not on any other jobs. This is now her only job. And she said, "Hi, this is Julie Chen Moonves." So she's continuing with it. So from now on, I am a La Khaled Moonves.
Oh my gosh. That's a little, I don't know. It's a little bizarre to me.
I think she's just showing that
she's staying with him. Well, but do you have to? I mean, she never used her last name before. She was supporting
right,
her husband.
Right, but she's making a point because everyone's speculating whether she was going to
leave or something.
Right, and so she's just—it's her way of saying it's her statement without giving a statement.
I got it. Okay.
You know? Did you watch her statement to leave the talk?
It's a long name,
and it's just so weird that they put Carrie Ananaba
on the talk.
Yeah.
That's okay.
She's sitting in her chair. And in her goodbye statement, she says to my Asian sister, Carrie Ann Inaba. Oh, you got to watch it. It's crazy. But I don't know if Carrie Ann is an actual, I don't know if she's like
just the replacement for now,
or if she's actually replacing her. It's all crazy.
I'll be honest with you, I don't really watch the talk.
I watch it every now and then. Just to compare it, you know.
Although when I was in the hospital with Baylor, I did happen to turn it on, and Jody was on, so I did get.
Oh,
did
yay! Jody, yeah. Did speaking of Baylor, can we ask this question? And you don't
the
have
circumcision.
Yes,
we went ahead with the circumcision. Thank you all for your emails and kind Instagram comments on my son's penis. we went through with it, and it was, so they said to us—
Well, your replacement doctor happened to be a Moyle.
My replacement doctor happened to be a Moyle. He did not really have the bedside manner that my doctor has.
That's okay, it happens.
It's fine. Anyway, they said, "Do you want to be involved? Do you want to come and watch the circumcision?" And I was like, "I really don't. Am I a horrible mother? I don't want to. I think it's going to scar me." And Brandon was like, "I'm good." So he wheeled him away.
Brandon couldn't take your birth. Do you think you're going to watch him cut his
penis?
Please,
there was no oxygen back there.
Yeah.
So then they wheel him away. The doctor comes back in 5 minutes later and he's like, okay, guys, so a couple things you need to know. And Brandon's like, hold on, have you done it already? He's like, yeah, I do have other patients, you know?
Oh my God, it's amazing.
And we were both like, oh, okay, yep, mm-hmm, yep, yeah. Okay. And so
do you get to keep the foreskin?
Ew, gross, no.
You don't turn into a necklace or
no,
a ring?
They kept asking us though if we wanted
a pinky ring, a toe ring?
They kept asking if they wanted to keep like the, you know, when they cut the cord and then they like bind it.
The umbilical cord?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people do that.
Yeah, they kept asking us if we wanted it and we were like, no, we're good on that. I don't know. I'm not. What am I going to do with it? Where am I going to put it?
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever.
Okay.
So, and then yeah, he was like telling us like about how to, you know, clip it and this and that and keep it clean and blah blah blah. So I think we've made the right decision. I don't know. It was all very dramatic looking at it with the gauze and all of that, but now it seems fine.
Yeah,
so
it just takes a minute.
I think
whatever
fine.
You wanted to do, and that's what counts.
I will say this child is. I've never seen a child poop more.
He's a pooper. I was here the other day. I think he was like maybe 3 days old.
Oh, God.
And he was like, there was poop flying everywhere.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. So at least we know his digestive system works.
Yeah.
So on that note, I'm going to need you to change a couple diapers because I have a feeling this guy is ready.
I'm good. Anyways, let's sign off here. Make sure you stop by our worsteverpodcast.com. Merch store.
Yeah, worsteverpodcast.com. Get yourself a t-shirt or a hat.
Or whatever we have up there. But what I'm saying to you is just do it and then post a picture and tag us.
Yeah. Some people have bought things and I need to know who you are.
Yeah, we want to give you shout outs on air.
Yes.
So tag us, post the picture of you in the merch and let us give you a shout out. Also, we've postponed episodes because of the delivery of the baby. So what you might hear with Stacey Keenan might sound a little bit...
We did that a couple weeks ago. So we're doing some stuff out of order.
Yeah, we're doing stuff out of order. So it sounds like it might be dated, but it's not, especially with my family stuff. But it's a hilarious episode and that's coming up. And then also we have Joey Fatone coming up and that's a really funny episode.
Yes, Joey Fatone. We'll have more updates with Nicole Tom and Alana Eubach. And a couple other surprise guests. So stay tuned. You can find me on all social at Yo Lakin.
You can find me at Alec Led, don't ask.
And Worst Ever Podcast at Worst Ever Podcast and Worst Ever PC.
And Rob, how do we find you?
At Para, P-E-R-A on Twitter.
At Para.
That's it.
Okay.
That's so boring.
That's Rob.
That's Rob.
And He's you can so email boring. Email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com. Well, Alaa, thank you so much for being there inside my birth canal. It was
You're welcome.
Truly an experience, like always. And we have a couple of videos that you took. A few of them might get released onto the Instagram. So
perfect.
Stay tuned for that. All right, have a great week and we'll listen to you soon. Bye.
Bye.